Ms. Arnold?
Here.
Mr. Waggy?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Yes, here.
Okay.
And then we will open it up to public comment. Seeing none, close it to public comment. And then we need a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved. Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Put it all on here, and then we can go over the agenda.
Right. We have a pretty simple agenda this time. So on consent, there's really nothing unusual on there. Nothing at all on there. One thing that I was thinking about moving to consent, although we have time during board business, but item B3, which is just acceptance of a grant from the Energy Commission to work on this electric vehicle readiness plan that we've been doing with the Santa Barbara and Ventura APCDs. That could easily go to consent.
Is there a cost to the district at all?
Pardon me?
Is there much of a cost to the district other than staff time?
No, there's no cost to the district. It's we got this, it's a $240,000 grant, I think, that we got from the Energy Commission. It's the third one that we've gotten as a group to do for hydrogen readiness and electric vehicle readiness. And it's one of the reasons why we're able to get stations in our areas, because number one, we're in a good location, but number two, we've been working cooperatively with these other folks doing it. So our time, the way we've been doing it is we split responsibilities to take the lead on the grants between the three. So it's our turn to take the lead this time because they've taken the lead on the last two. But I was thinking about just pushing that up to consent.
So B3 would just go into consent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, sure.
And then the only other major thing on there is it's the first hearing for the budget. So the budget is that out yet?
The first draft, I believe, is out. Yeah, Kevin already delivered it to the libraries. The public notice is going out tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. So the draft budget is out right now, and then your board will get a copy of it fairly soon. And then we will have the first hearing. It's balanced. It's I don't think any use of, we might have used, I think we used our vehicle reserve, which is there for that purpose, to purchase a new vehicle, but no use of general reserves or anything.
Okay.
And it's a little slightly lower than last year's budget, I think by like a couple of percent. And then on the presentation, so Ray has been talking to the recruiters, and he has contacted most of the board members.
I've talked to him.
Okay,
yeah.
Only. So we're wondering if we even need him to come, because I don't know what they would do in terms of a presentation to the board other than sort of talk about the process. But we will, with our, we have a 6-member subcommittee of the board that's going to be reviewing materials and so forth. So it seems like Ray's recommendation is that we save the expense and not bring him down for that, and just have him work with the subcommittee and share materials with the board as those are approved and so forth. And
what would we accomplish by having him here, just to listen to him explain the process?
Yeah, I think that they're,
because he's already talked to all of us.
Right.
All of us, at least.
It was a little confusing on having him come to begin with. I think it was like, before we talked fully through it, there was like, well, maybe we should have him come talk to us. And then when the board went through and made the recommendation for subcommittee and so forth, it seemed like all of those kind of things were sort of worked out. Right. Yeah. And it is a cost to have them come down here, that, you know, travel and a day's pay and all of that.
So we just eliminate B2 for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, unless you guys.
Yeah, I think it's more important for them to come down to the subcommittee.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, good.
I mean, half the board is on the subcommittee.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's kind of large, but okay.
Yeah.
That's good. What it is.
So then we would just have a spotlight on our Woodburn Advice Changeout program. So it should be a fairly quick meeting. One thing I did want to recommend that we do is, I don't know if you all saw the Tribune article in the last week or two about Oceano Elementary being recognized as most bike-friendly school in the United States.
Yeah.
I was thinking we might draw up a resolution for the board to adopt, commending them for that honor.
I know Jim DeChepi's done a lot to promote bike.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Yeah. I thought it would be nice for our board to recognize that achievement. That's pretty spectacular for a little.
Sure, that's nice.
Okay, so that'll come at the front end then.
Yeah.
Could we bring some kids in?
Yeah.
Always makes, I know at the Board of Supervisors, we had kids a couple of weeks.
I'll talk to them about it.
It was the best. Who doesn't like to see the kids?
But they don't have to ride their bikes.
No, they don't have to ride their bikes over there. We don't want that liability. So then it looks like, you know, we had moved the board meeting to the date to the 17th to avoid the...
The legislative conference.
The legislative conference, the CSDA legislative conference, I guess it is, or maybe not CSDA.
Right.
But then they moved their conference
to
the 17th. So we're thinking we're going to be short on, I don't know who from the Board of Supervisors will go.
What conference are we talking about?
It's the legislative conference.
Legislative days.
Mickey had let me know that there were three of you that were going to be attending.
There's lunch days in Sacramento sometime. I wasn't.
Yeah, it's the.
Is this a CSAC thing?
Yeah, I think it's CSAC.
A CSAC this time.
Okay. Yeah, are you going, Jamie? I'm not going. So.
I don't think I was.
Well, and you're going to be in D.C. then, right? Or did
decide
not to do that? Because we talked.
We moved around the date.
I did not have that on the calendar at all. Maybe.
Oh.
I just didn't send
okay, we're going to meet on the 17th, right?
Yes.
I'm going to D.C. the following week.
Oh, okay, good. So you'll be here.
You might want to double check.
The
meeting she didn't
the
tell me
day.
Who.
Oh, okay.
But I assumed it was you.
Okay, then our dilemma, because we were thinking Debbie might be gone and you might be gone. So then we're back to the...
That's what I know.
Who's running the ship?
Find out where you're going to be.
But you'll be at the meeting. Okay, great. So then... I think we'll have a quorum. You'll be there.
Okay.
Just to hear Bucket
yeah.
is the only
yeah, yeah.
you're gonna be here?
Right.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Blake? It's Debbie. Hey, I'm over here at the Air Pollution Control District Executive Committee. I'm here and wondering what is it that what conference are we talking about that
we'll stop the recording for a second.
Is it the CSAC thing? It's not on my calendar.
I think that's it. For this go around.
Okay.
So we'll add a presentation, and at the front end, and we will drop the presentation by the HR firm, and we're going to move D3 to consent, and then we're done, and so we should be out of there pretty early on.
As long as there's nothing controversial in the budget, that doesn't sound like
it. Yeah, there really is. There's nothing in there that's really controversial.
On your APCO report, anything?
We do have some. Yeah, I'll be reporting some information on where we're at with the modeling and what's happened with the mitigation out there on the dust mitigation. There was one more item. I don't recall what it was that I wanted to talk to the board about, but I have a couple of updates, but that's going to be the most significant one, I think. And then my hope is I'm trying to get ARB and State Parks down for the June meeting to actually go through the all of the formal results of the modeling and what that will mean for the long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we stand with that. It takes so long to do these runs. It's
what you're saying.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So when is the June meeting? I'm not sure.
The 21st.
June 21st.
Well, that's the same date as the Fire Safe Council meeting, so maybe...
It is? I'm trying to go through...
I thought we'd work that out. We can change it if we have to, I guess.
Do they meet in the morning?
Same time.
Oh, same time, yeah.
I remember there was some conflict. I thought we had tried to avoid the conflict.
Okay. Yeah, so that's my goal, is to have them down for that meeting. Okay.
Okay, so 21st, 9 a.m. I need to put APC down.
Think you can adjourn the meeting.
Oh, we need a motion to approve the...
Oh, the draft agenda?
Mm-hmm. I move we approve the draft agenda as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And then we'll adjourn until our next meeting for this is
May 31st.
May 31st.
Actually, I got that one in there.
We have to make some